Let us take out our problems before God. The 2 Kings, chapter 19, verses 14 to 20. Hezekiah received the letter from the messengers and read it. Then he went up to the temple of the Lord, and spread it out before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed to the Lord, O Lord, God of Israel, enthroned between the cherubim, you alone are God over all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. Give ear, O Lord, and hear, open your eyes, O Lord, and see, listen to the words Sennacherib has sent to insult the living God. It is true, O Lord, that the Assyrian kings have laid waste these nations and their lands. They have thrown their gods into the fire and destroyed them, for they were not gods but only wood and stone, fashioned by men's hands. Now, O Lord our God, deliver us from his hand, so that all kingdoms on earth may know that you alone, O Lord, are God. Then Isaiah son of Amoz sent a message to Hezekiah, This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, I have heard your prayer concerning Sennacherib king of Assyria. The standards of power are different in each era. Power in the primitive times was physical power. Power in the agricultural era was experience. People that had experience took the lead. Power in the industrial times was technology. Technology controlled all. Power in the capitalist era is management. How do I legally move someone else's money to me? This is power of management. Power in the IT times is information. Who shares the information quickly and a lot, becomes power. Power in the AI era is change. Who copes with change faster controls the structure of power. We need power. The world is in constant competition to gain greater power. When we fight against the other party, and when we feel that we have no power to win against them, we become most frustrated. When we encounter a hard problem, when we know that we have no power to solve it, we fall into despair. When our bodies are weak, and when we realize that there is no way to cure our bodies, we feel hopeless. Particularly, when the country is powerless, we become most miserable. Peace as well, it couldn't be kept if there is power. Have a look at our past history. As we were weak, we were not defeated only once or twice by Japan or China. Japanese invasion of Korea and 36 years that were controlled by Japan were moments of indescribably excruciating pain. China was called as a large nation, so permission had to be granted by China, when we appointed a king or when we crowned prince. It was because our nation did not have power. It is a mirror of history. We must love our nation where we were born, and we need to pray for our nation. In the Bible, people of faith prayed firstly for the nation, when the nation was in trouble. Moses was like that, David was like that, and also Daniel as well as Elijah was like that. The greatest power in our life of faith is prayer. Through prayer only, issues that people could not solve, were solved. When people prayed, they had a victory and God became their shield. Even by making enemies' eyes to be blind, God allowed them to have a victory. The life of Jesus as well, from the very beginning of his ministry till the time of Golgotha, the pulse that ran through it all, was prayer. Before he began his ministry, he fasted and prayed for 40 days. After performing miracles, he remained alone and prayed. In early mornings, he prayed, and at times, he was soaked in dew at night. All night, until early morning, he prayed. Jesus said that prayer is the answer to problems. So, without praying, how could we remain peaceful and have a victorious life? Today's passage also talks about the scene of Judah, as a nation that was powerless. The neighboring country, Assyria, attacked Judah. At the time, the king of the nation of Judah was Hezekiah. If you read chapter 18 and 19, it describes the scene of powerless, helpless and miserable Judah realistically. The general in the Assyrian army sent a letter. That letter was extremely arrogant and its contents ignored God as well as Judah. But, Judah did not have power to fight against them. In this dire reality, Hezekiah relied on God only and turned the situation upside down completely by prayer. When we encounter a crisis situation as well, how could we react? First of all, when there were problems, Hezekiah looked for God firstly. Let us read verse 14. He brought out all the problems before God. In verse 14, it says like this. Hezekiah received the letter from the messengers and read it. Then he went up to the temple of the Lord, and spread it out before the Lord. He held the letter and went up to the house of God. This letter was sent from a Syrian army, to urge Judah to give up. He took it and showed it to God first of all. Why did he go up to the house of God? The house of God is where God is. The fact that he went to the house of God meant that he brought forward the issues to God. It is because the house of God is a place where God dwells in. In Mark, chapter 11, verse 17, it says, like this. And as he taught them, he said, Is it not written, My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations? Hezekiah took the issues, went up to the house of God and prayed. When you encounter the issues in life, how do you react? First of all, I hope you will bring issues up to God and tell him. Then, what was the content of the letter that was sent to him from Assyria? In the 2 Kings, chapter 18, it talks about this. Surrender to the king of Assyria and return. Then you will have grapefruit, and will get to eat from the well of each person. It meant that if you surrender, your life will be guaranteed. They also belittled God by saying that God, that you believe in will not save you. Nevertheless, the people of Judah did not have power to fight against them, they suffered from pain and they were full of tears. The Syrian army also threatened the people of Judah. They said, Do not depend on your powerless king Hezekiah. If you do not surrender, then we will feed you feces and urine. King Hezekiah held this letter and went up to the house of God. He spread it before God and prayed. I hope you will learn from Hezekiah's faith, that whenever it is a crisis situation, pray firstly like Hezekiah did. Have a look at three kinds of prayers Hezekiah prayed. Verses 15 to 16 talk about this. Jehovah, pay attention to us. Let us read verse 16. It says like this. Give ear, O Lord, and hear. It refers to the desperately pleading, crying out prayers. They cried out to God to save them from the agony Assyria is putting them in. In this prayer, there is a deep meaning. In chapter 19, verse 1, it shows a confession of repentance. The king tore the clothes and covered him with a thick sackcloth, and went into the house of God. It refers to the repentance that confessed to God. Repentance is about correcting our own selves. In the Old Testament era, when people presented their grief and resentment, they tore their clothes. When they repented their sins and changed their hearts, they wore thick sackcloth. If we look at verse 2, we can see that when the nation was in a crisis, people repented. As Prophet Joel said, repentance should not be done with only tearing of clothes but our hearts. It is repentance not just out of a mere formality, but the one that tears the hearts. Before saying that it is a fault of someone, it is about confessing that it is my sin. John Bunyan that wrote The Pilgrim's Progress stated that the prayer of repentance is a shield for my soul and it is the best offering to God. Also, he said that prayer of repentance is a sharp whip wielded against the evil spirit. Also, repentance restores the blocked relationship with God. In Isaiah, chapter 59, verses 1-2, it talks about our spirit becoming purer through repentance. It restores peace. The answer is speedy. We would gain wisdom. We need to live a life of repentance every single day. It is about cleansing our souls. Also, in the latter part of verse 16, it says, Open your eyes, O Lord, and see. Look at those Assyrian enemies that insult us. People pleaded. Assyrian army told the people of Judah not to depend on weak Hezekiah. Where is God that you believe in? If you do not surrender, we will feed you feces and urine. People of Judah pleaded to God, O Lord, Look at them. Jehovah, you saw their arrogance. Listen, see. These were very specific prayers. When we pray as well, pray specifically. Pray in detail. Also, let us read verse 19. It says, Now, O Lord our God, deliver us from his hand, so that all kingdoms on earth may know that you alone, O Lord, our God. This is a confession of faith of Hezekiah. He believed that striking the powerful army of Sennacherib was only possible by God. It is a confession that people cannot do it on their own with their own strength. Faith is trusting God wholeheartedly and without doubt, leaving everything onto the hands of God. We need to pray in faith. The fact that Hezekiah opened the letter unto God and prayed was because he knew that God knew it all. God knows my situation, my heart, my language and my actions. Hezekiah's confession before God was a very honest confession, because Hezekiah knew that God knew it all. In verse 19, it says, Deliver us from his hand. A confession to deliver us means a prayer. Salvation is in the hand of God. Going up to the heaven is also up to God. We cannot go to heaven by our own might nor our good deeds. We go up to heaven in faith. Salvation is deliverance by God. Even if we are very good at swimming, we cannot go to the USA by swimming. Even if you are an athlete runner, you cannot go there by running. You need to take a ship or you need to take an airplane to go there. It talks about a condition that we cannot do on own with our own strength. Hezekiah confessed that if God does not help, he is unable to win. He believed that winning and losing in a war is also in the hand of God, so specifically, he prayed to God like this, Jehovah, pay attention to us, check with your eyes open. Let us learn to pray like Hezekiah did. We oftentimes pray generally. Let us pray to God specifically. Have a look at the answer to Hezekiah's prayer that came from God. Let us look at verses 20 and 35. He listened to the prayers that Hezekiah prayed in time of suffering. In the latter part of verse 20, it says, Have heard your prayer concerning Sennacherib king of Assyria. Concerning Sennacherib king of Assyria, it refers to the excruciating pain that is indescribable in words. Because of pain, Hezekiah held on to God and God heard his prayers. When you have suffering as well, how do you react to it? Do not let yourself be down, but I hope you will pray like Hezekiah prayed. Because of Sennacherib, because of suffering, God heard their prayers. The angel of the Lord appeared and fought for them. Let us read verse 35. It says, That night the angel of the Lord went out, and put to death 185,000 men in the Assyrian camp. When the people got up the next morning, there were all the dead bodies. The hand of God appeared. The night that Hezekiah prayed, the angel of God appeared and struck the Assyrian camp that had 185,000 soldiers. When they woke up in the next morning, these Assyrian soldiers were all dead. Hezekiah did not even tough them. God fought against them for him. Hezekiah only depended on God and prayed. This is faith. Whether it is a personal issue, or an issue in society, or whether it is a hard issue of our people, God needs to solve it for us. Even the nuclear issue of the North Korea, God needs to solve this. What we need to do is asking God for his favor through fervent prayers. This is the only way for us to live. I pray all these in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.